الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers of Madani channel, once again we say marhaba. Welcome to our series, The Call to Righteousness. First and foremost, let us hear the beneficence of reciting salawat upon the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Aqa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasalam has mentioned that when the day of Thursday approaches, Allah Azza wa Jalla sends His angels who has paper made of silver and pens made of gold. They write the names of those who recite salat in abundance on Thursday and during Friday night, which of course begins after sunset on Thursday. So what a great news for Ashikani Rasul, lovers of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Increase your recitation of durood, especially on Thursday and Friday night, inshallah. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala shower your special mercy upon each and every one of us. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, salatun wa salamun alayka ya sayyidi ya Rasulullah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya habib Allah. Dear viewers of Madani channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, we spoke some important points on the last silsila, especially about the invitation or the call towards righteousness amongst family members. We learned many, many Madani pools from the book of Amil al-Sunnat, Neki Ki Dawat, the call to righteousness, about the importance of Neki Ki Dawat towards family members, towards our wives, towards our children, our daughters, our sons, etc. And the importance of also fulfilling the rights of neighbors. So, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, some beautiful points, some beautiful Madani pools. May Allah Tabarak to grant us the tawfiq and to practice upon these points. Now, inshallah Azza wa Jalla, today we were discussing another narration. Hazrat Sayyidina Nu'man bin Bashir radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he says, I heard our beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam saying, those persons who cause laziness in fulfilling the right that men owe to Allah Azza wa Jalla, and the ones that protect those rights are like people who are riding on a ship on the sea. Beloved Rasul alayhi salallahu alayhi wa sallam says that in each floor there's living quarters. He says one got to the top, to the upper story, one group of individuals go to the upper story, individuals stays on the lowest level, which is the ground level. The journey continues. When an individual from amongst those living in the bottom or the lowest level of the ship, he takes out an axe, a chopper. Companion asked him, what are you going to do with this axe on the ship? He replied, I want to make a hole in this level, in this story of the ship. The level that I'm staying in, I want to make a hole so that it will make water easy for us, much more easier for us to get. If those people hold him back from doing these silly things, they also get saved. And if they leave him, that means let him do whatever he wishes to do, he not only will get drowned himself. Dear Islam brethren and viewers of Madani channel, it is obvious that if the silly person staying in the lowest story of the ship was not stopped from making a hole with his axe at the bottom level of the ship, then there will be disaster. As a result, the ship will get sunk, the people on the lower level of the ship will get sunk, and also the upper level, all will be destroyed. Everybody would be drowned. My dear Islamic viewers of Madani channel, accordingly, if the pious persons, they keep thinking about only their own reformation, that means they only want to rectify themselves, but do not pay attention in rectifying others from their badnesses, they would also get destroyed. Mine and yours and the universal beloved Rasul alayhi salallahu alayhi wa sallam says, I swear by the one who controls my breath, Allah Azza wa Jalla. Either you command the people to do good and forbid the people from doing evil, or Allah Azza wa Jalla will have a punishment descended upon you soon. If you make dua, then your dua will not be answered. Dear viewers of Madani channel, our beloved Rasul alayhi salallahu alayhi wa sallam given us such a beautiful example. Just try to imagine that if on that ship, if the person was not stopped from doing such a silly act, what would happen? Don't you think that person would be in danger, would be in trouble? Yes, viewers of the channel, definitely he would be in danger, he would be in trouble, people on the second floor would also be in trouble. Likewise, viewers of Madani channel, from this explanation, from this Hadith Mubarakah, our ulama ikram is telling us that same thing, it represents the same thing in your community. That if we are the pious ones and only worried about ourselves, we say, okay, let him do what he wants to do. Then you must know that we are in danger, because we can also be destroyed if we let the person continue doing his evil act or his silly act and we just ignore it. So we learn from previous narration, the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala doesn't want us only just to leave everything amongst ourselves and only focus on ourselves. We have to rectify ourselves. As Shaykh Tariqat Amir al-Sunnah says, I must strive to rectify myself and the people of the entire world. This is where it comes from. Rectify yourself, indeed. And also rectify the people of the world. So when we see the evil being committed, we see our family member doing wrong, we see our neighbor doing wrong, we see a person in our masjid doing wrong, we see a person in our locality doing wrong, we see a person in our town doing wrong, we see a person in our city doing wrong, we know we can rectify him, we know that if we strive, we try hard, we can change the condition. But unfortunately, situation is such that we leave them. There are people in the community, people for example know they are drug lords, they're selling drugs. They're selling alcohol. Okay? Now, people just say, okay man, just leave him man. To hell with him. Let him go out to hell. Let him do what he wants to do. As long as we are okay, we are safe. But lest they realize that maybe that would be the cause for the destruction of their family members. That would be the cause of the destruction of the people in the neighborhood. That would become the destruction of the cause of the people in their city. That would become a destruction of the cause of the people in that province. Yes, it happens. Because I was in police department, and I know that if we left this person, what would happen? He starts selling drugs to one. One become two. Two become three. Three become five. Five become ten. People start taking the drug. People start getting addicted to alcohol and to drugs. So eventually, dozens of youth, dozens of people in the community start getting engaged in these type of activities. And then, remember, once upon a time what we said, no, leave them. Let them do their own things. What happens? Let them do their own things. Do not worry about them. It means destruction for them as well as for us, viewers of Madani channel. How many nations have been destroyed? How many families have been destroyed because of evils which have happened in our communities? And we said the same words mentioned in the Hadith Mubarak. Someone said, no, let him do what he wants to do. It's his level of the ship. Don't worry about him. We're upstairs. We're safe. No, we're not safe. We're in trouble. So, viewers of Madani channel, and maybe we had this in our community, whereby drugs start coming in the community, alcohol, intoxicants started coming in the community. We did not even do anything about it. We did not strive to contact the religious leaders of our area, our imams, our khatibs, our pious people in the community, and try to do something about it, try to stop those evil acts. We didn't do. We said, let him do. No problem. We leave him alone. Let him go to hell. And look what happened in our community. Look what happened to our own children. Oh, viewers of Madani channel, there must be some parent, some mother out there, some father out there that is watching the silsila, and they would say, yes, definitely. Muballigh Da'wah Islam is talking. What these narrations of our beloved Rasul alayhi salam is definitely haq. It is the truth. That we never stopped. And today, homes have been destroyed. Families have been destroyed. Marriages have been destroyed. Communities have been destroyed. People have been destroyed. Because we never made the attempt to stop them. Children are taking drugs. Children are taking alcohol. And we can't do anything about it. We are helpless. Stop them from drugs. Stop them from alcohol. From intoxicants. Try to stop them. When you, according to your will, according to your power, because in our communities where we are living, we can do. If we have the power, we can do. According to our capability and according to our capacity, try to stop it physically, talk, use your tongue, or even try to think bad about it. So inshallah, tabarakhu ta'ala, in this way, we can change the communities. And as we heard about the last hadith mubarak, we discussed that, Aqa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says that, Either you command the people to do good and forbid them and prevent them from doing evil, or else Allah Azzawajalla will have His punishment descended upon you soon. And if you make dua, dua will not be accepted. We're not getting any answer from the court of Allah Azzawajalla. Maybe because of these reasons, that we saw the evil, it happened in our communities, we're not stopping it. Today we're hearing so many about tsunamis and earthquakes and tornadoes and floods and so many things happening. One time tsunami come, hundreds and thousands of people come. One time earthquake come, 500,000 people are gone. So much of punishment from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, so much of punishment. And yet we do not wake up from our sins to sleep. Hazrat Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar Rahmatullah says, it is traditionally reported that Allah Azza wa Jalla commanded the angels to cause punishment descended upon such and such village. Thereupon, the angels entreated with great humbleness, O Allah Azza wa Jalla, in that village. There is such and such pious being of yours, your banda also lives there. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, after causing my punishment upon those persons, upon the people, make me listen to the shrieks and the cries of that person, because never did his face show signs of change due to the deep concern on seeing the disobediences on the part of the people of that village towards my commands. Let me hear the cries and the shrieks of who? Of also the pious persons of that village. Because they never stopped the people from badness and never invited them towards goodness. Hujjatul Islam, Sayyidina Imam Muhammad Ghazali Rahmatullah, he quotes a narration traditionally reported by Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Darda radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He says that, command the people to do good, otherwise a cruel king would be appointed over you, would show no mercy upon your minors, and your pious people will make dua, but the duas will not be met with. They would ask for forgiveness from Allah Azza wa Jalla, and they will not get forgiveness, they will not be granted pardon. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Cruel rulers being appointed to run the nations. Those who are not in obedience of Allah Azza wa Jalla and His beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. It's happening in our time. And from the previous narration also we learned that destruction, azab of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will come upon the nations. Nations will be destroyed. People will be destroyed. Adab of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will come. And we will be destroyed. May Allah Azza wa Jalla save us from his punishment. Because we will not dare to stand to see the punishment of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And it's so amazing that punishment happens. For example, tsunami or earthquake, and everybody like is in a state of shock, in a ghabrat. Half a million people gone. Within 30 seconds, 15 seconds, 1 minute, people are destroyed. We noticed it. We saw it. We saw it in the news. It's all over the world, in the media. The people are living a happy life. Happy life. They were multi-millionaires and multi-billionaires. They were enjoying their lives. But alas, here came the earthquake. Here came the tsunami and destroyed the nation. Hundreds and thousands one time. A person was 30 seconds ago, 30 seconds before, he was multi-billionaire. And 30 seconds after, he was penniless. Banks were destroyed, houses were destroyed, cars were destroyed, home were destroyed, children were destroyed, mother was destroyed, brother was destroyed, everybody was destroyed. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's azab came upon the nation and everybody was destroyed within seconds, moments. How much more signs do we need? Signs have come from Anbiya, different Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam, from different time to time. We heard about different narrations. Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, the floods, so many different narrations. Destruction came. and nations were gone. But what lessons have we learned from it? Views of Mother Nature. It is a question mark. What lessons have we learned? Nations were destroyed. There's a, one day Niganeshwara was talking about a bayan on Mother Nature, and he says after some major earthquake took place in some country, he was talking about a narration. He says that somebody gave in writing that there was a cruel person who lived in certain area, and every time he had a daughter born, every time he had a daughter born, first daughter born, second daughter born, third daughter born, and one day he told his wife, she was expecting for the fourth child, and told his wife that you're going to the doctor, and this time if you don't come back with a boy child, then we're going to be a big fight in our house, going to be a big problem, and I will kill the child. I don't want to see any more girls, I want to see boys. So apparently after some time she delivered the child, and when they came home, the father looked at the child, he opened the blanket, looked at the child, and when he looked at the child, he took the child and put him into a boiling hot pot of oil. This is the state of the Ummah of the beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So much so that when he put the child into the oil, the child started screaming and crying. And according to the person narrating this, say within moments, within a split second, Adhab of Allah tabarakat al kiyam, and destroyed hundreds and thousands of people within a split second. This is the condition of the Ummah of the beloved Rasulullah today. It's reminding us of the ignorant days. And today, after 1437 years passed by, people are burning their children, killing the children, destroying. Supposed to be a sensible nation, supposed to be a nation, Muslim nation, people who have the heart of Quran, who have the love of Allah and His beloved Rasulullah, is happening today's time. We need a change. If we try to make a change now, inshallah, Azzawajalla, wherever we are in the world today, we make good intentions. Because today's time, guna, sin has become the order of the day. And most importantly, one main reason, we forgot this important duty, neki kitawat. Call towards righteousness, inviting people towards goodness, and stopping them from badness. You think why Shaykh Tariqat Amir al-Sunnat, Allah grant him a long life and good health, the Amir of Dawud Islami, why he take this pain? He know what the Ummah is going through. He know. Nights and days, Amir al-Sunnat used to spend days and nights on this Madani campus. Up to now, our Amir al-Sunnat just underwent an operation few days ago. But look at his love for the Ummah of the beloved Rasulullah. He emotional about his deen. Sits in the studio, in the house, or on the bed, with some pillows, with some cushion, with pain. Doctors stop him, but want to rectify the Ummah. Maybe you're seated out there, you might be thinking, what is this? He's sleeping, lying down on the bed. And what is going on? This is pain for the deen. That pain which you and I are missing. We're not emotional about our deen anymore. We are actually walking dummies. Really, we're not emotional about our deen anymore. How much Shaykh Tariqat Amir al-Sunnat loved the deen. How much he loved this important duty. Neki ki dawat. Invitation towards goodness. Stopping from badness. That subhanAllah, he sit on his bed, his pillows, and with pain, he's smiling and delivering the message, answering the questions of the Ummah, of the beloved Rasulullah. People are calling in and he's trying to rectify them and trying to continue with this work of making it out, even in his sick bed. And we use the medicine, we have an operation, we have a pain. 1 month, the book of sick, 1 month, chutti. Chutti from work, and also many of us chutti from namaz. Yes. So views of Manjan Dawud Islami offers the solutions. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla. Today media is the order of the day. Now inshallah we are striving hard to pass the message to you via media. Yes, via media. Madani channel. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla. By the grace of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, Madani channels, the message of Dawud Islami is in 200 countries and Madani channel is everywhere. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, everywhere. So, simple solution for you. These English programs are meant to educate those people out there who don't understand the language of Urdu. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, our Shaykh Tariqat Amir Sunni is striving not only to reach Urdu or English or Arabic or Inshallah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, if Allah Azza wa Jalla wills, Madani channel will get in every language. If Allah wills, it's possible. There's no impossibility for this. This is our mindset of our Dawud Islami seniors. For what? For Neki Ki Dawud. Invitation towards goodness and to stop the people from badness. So wherever you are in the world, inshallah, we'll keep watching Madani channel and keep close to the Madani Mahal of Dawud Islami. Inshallah, you will get a lot of barakat, lot of blessings. Now that you are watching Madani channel, you have no excuse that you don't understand. Alhamdulillah, we are conveying the message in the language of your tongue. Inshallah, we are hopeful that you will learn from these silsilas, inshallah, too much of silsilas are coming for you in English language. Learn from these silsilas, try to be practical upon them, and try to, not only practical upon them, try to diarize them, memorize them, and pass these messages on to our fellow Muslim brothers and sisters out there. And inshallah, those who are not connected to Madani channel, they are watching thousands of other channels, pass the message in form of media. A lot of tools we have on our cell phone. Pass the message on media via email about our programs, about the various important programs that are attracting you, you are pleased with, pass the message on inshallah Azza wa Jalla. We are hopeful inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala that this message of the love of Allah Azza wa Jalla and His beloved Rasul alayhi wa sallam will reach each and every corner of the world. Allah karam, aisa kare tujh pe jahan mein, ae Dawud Islami, teri doom machi ho, ameen, bijah nabiyil ameen, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.